Man, does this have a Motown sound to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it didn't. I know it's a good day. It's a good day in there someplace. But
oh, no, yeah. There was. You just weren't reading something when it was singing it.
Bring it, bring it. Hi.
There you go.
Hello. Welcome to the Good Day program. The rumors about this show are all true.
That's right.
Every one of
participants.
Every single one of them. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here with Beyond Good Day. We're going to be joined by Kim Thibodeau from the Cancer Support Community later in this hour with some fascinating information about how you, if you have this in your family, if you're affected by it anyway, and most everybody in our country is affected by cancer, this is a group that helps people who are affected in any number of ways get information about exercise and what to eat and just basically, you know, things that you can't get from the doctor anymore, which is kind of a sad reality, but this would be a help, and that's coming up in the next half hour. In the meantime, we have our stories. Let me just underscore some other things. Details, 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 Richie. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has a special place. We have the Queen of Cheap Box with all those deals that you get on tickets and movies and products and food that you can keep up with. It's cumulative. A lot of great things there. Also, in the Better Living Box, Phil helps you with dietary fats. Phil is the man who really does know about food, eating, where to get the good food. He has made a career out of making these details available to you, the folks that not only see him on television or hear him on the radio, read his stuff, but go to his website, which is supermarketguru.com. So details on the road of dietary fats in your health. And also, Phil takes a look at the new fall produce. And a lot of things are seasonal, like squashes that are around now. Yum. You like fall squashes, and they're a special thing. Eggplant seems to do well at this time of year, and I don't know why that is, but there's still great corn. Most everything that you get early in the season, you can get this time of the season. It just sort of tastes different. There's a, and I don't know, I can't put my hand on it. I know the stuff that I have from either the garden or from Hanson's produce stand up the road.
Anything in your refrigerator different. Probably tastes a little older than everything.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's for a while.
It doesn't have a chance. Meredith, make sure of that. That has no chance anymore. There's nothing in there. I found a piece of cheese, though. I felt good yesterday. I found a piece of cheese with some mold on it.
Thank God. Slipping.
Anyway, so at 10 past the hour, there's something. Oh, but the fall produce thing, I think, is very, very helpful. Did you see the video of the day, actually the last couple of days, New York Times columnist explaining the new soda ban and how easy it is to get what you want? It's pretty funny, and has been received. We've gotten a few email from folks about that. Now, today, we have a heartwarming video of a mother who returns a lost toy to her son. The toy was lost a few years ago on a camping trip. She tracked down this toy, found it on eBay. Isn't that amazing? I don't have the slightest
idea. The exact
idea.
Toy or just another one of the same?
No, the exact toy was lost. She didn't. It's really kind of a cool story and one of those great stories, the good news that you find at DougSteffen.com. The story, I'm taking a deep breath here because my story is about the space shuttle Endeavour. Great pictures of it taking off from the Kennedy Space Center with all the planes that were around it. And now it's heading west. It's going to take 3 days, Jennifer. I don't know if you knew that or not. Stopping in Houston. And then it'll stop in El Paso for a fuel stop. This thing burns because this thing is so heavy and they're flying at low levels. The lower level that you fly, the more fuel the plane uses, because there's more resistance to the plane, engines are working harder, and this is a monstrous weight, much more than a plane that size would weigh were it to be full of passengers and baggage. This space shuttle, they had to reinforce these. They bought three, Richie's going to roll his eyeballs now.
Yeah.
They bought three, American Airlines, when the 747 first came out, ordered three of them. And they only kept them for less than a year. They didn't fit. They didn't want them. They were too big. So they sold them to the government. And NASA uses them for a number of things, including one of them shuttles the shuttles around.
Did they have to pay $50 for an extra overweight bag fee?
You know, I'm not sure about that. Well, that requires a little insight and a little study.
I don't know.
So anyway, the shuttle, most people know, is going to the California Science Center in Los Angeles. The trip, which was supposed to start on Monday, the weather was lousy along the way. So it took off and did the usual 1,500 feet low-level flyovers. Let's see, from Kennedy Space Center, went to the NASA Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. There's an assembly facility in New Orleans, flying over that, and then landing, traveling around Houston, be at Ellington Air Force Base, the Johnson Space Center overnight. Then it goes to El Paso, to Biggs Army Airfield. Makes more low-level flyovers at the White Sands Test Facility, and that's in Las Cruces. So it takes off from El Paso, goes up there. The Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base in California. It lands there at midday, and then it goes into... they're going to take it up to Northern California over the Ames Research Center. So what they've tried to do here with these flyovers of the various... various parts of the country where there were obviously establishments, installments, where work was done on the space program. So this is a tribute to all of those, and so have the other flights that have gone around Washington. Remember, Richie, how wonderful it was for, 2-3 hours or more?
Yeah.
The 747 flew at 1,500 feet
all around. It just kept going back
around.
And forth from Dulles to Washington, Dulles to Washington. They were showing it off.
Yeah.
They were absolutely just saying, look at what you just stopped flying to outer space. And we're going to jam it down your throats, and we're going to make everybody come out and look at this thing and love it.
Yep.
And they did.
So it lands at LAX at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, Jennifer. And then on the 13th, it's going to be dragged. This is what's so amazing. It's they're sawing trees down now.
Yeah, to make it fit.
On the route so that it can fit.
And what's funny, there are not that many trees in downtown L.A.
Trees for technology. I love
it. Right. Yeah, it's really a great story. It really is.
Hey, have you watched this video of the day yet?
I have not, Richie. I just saw it.
Can I play you a few seconds of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The first half of the video explains the story of how they went camping and this little boy's just beloved stuffed animal got lost, and they looked all over for it, couldn't find it. And then years later, 3, 4, 5 years later, the mother's on eBay and something tells her to look for the little blue monkey.
Uh-huh.
And she finds it, and this is where they give it to the kid, who is now, it looks like he's 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah. Do you remember what happened? We have no idea where he went. Do you remember what he looks like? Do you remember cutting his
hand
off?
Sorry. I thought he knew
it was
the exact one.
He did? Dude, it's
Uh-oh's the name of the
story. You are kidding! Go on! He came today. Look at it!
Today.
Can you believe it? No. I can't at all. I forgot what he looked like.
And I looked at pictures of him today when you were little, and it's the same guy.
What a great thing. Check out the videos today. We always have a great one. Some of them are silly. Some of them are serious. Some of them are just fun and heartwarming. And the good things hopefully persist there. Very cool stuff. Thank you, Rishi, for playing that audio. Let me thank another group of Americans who are trying hard to do the right thing, the Purple Heart Service Foundation, about which you have heard me speak. I don't know if that's the right... The Purple Heart Service Foundation is an it's an object. It's a group of people, but without the people, it would be nothing. So I could use either pronoun with this, the proper pronoun which or who. The Purple Heart Service Foundation, who provides many services and programs. I like the way I analyze that, Richie.
There you go.
Not just veterans who have received the Purple Heart, but all veterans are able and eligible to take advantage of the services of this wonderful group. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is seeking help so they can help veterans in all kinds of programs, all kinds of services, all kinds of education and job training and tools. So if you think you would like to help by donating a car, for example, an old boat or something that has some value, and how about some cash? Yeah, you can give cash as well. It's all completely tax deductible when you call 877-743-1631. Again, that number, cash, credit card, gifts, 877-743-1631 for the Purple Heart Foundation.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach, so classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Hurry! End of summer clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel,
Bruce
David
Springsteen.
Bowie.
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing this song, I want to get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon. Let me see you. I think it's Elton John.
Shut up. Will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Now 24 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour we focus on a lot of good stories that'll make your heart warmer or your stomach agitated. Whatever. There are always reasons for having an open mind here. So, Richie, we decided Richie's going first before Jennifer. Is that how we're doing
this?
Yeah,
because Richie's story sounds really interesting.
I'm so fascinated by biblical history, and this story popped up late last night, early this morning. They found a centuries-old papyrus fragment.
Papyrus,
thank you. Okay. That suggests that early Christians might have believed that Jesus was married.
Really?
It was written in Coptic language.
Was it like a post-it note with a honey-do list?
Pretty much, yeah. It's about the size of a business card.
Yeah. How about a heart with an arrow put in it, and his initials and the initials of his...
I think it was a Hallmark card, yeah. Dear Mary.
Right.
It wasn't Mary Magdalene, was it?
His mother.
Yeah, no.
Mary Magdalene was, excuse me, right. All right, don't get excited. Calm down.
So apparently this was written in the 4th century. It was on a 1.5 by 3 inch honey-colored fragment, and the Harvard Divinity professor Karen King announced it at a Rome meeting for the Association of Coptic Studies. Mm-hmm. And they say that this doesn't prove that he was married, but it does prove that early Christians believed that he was married and that the debate has been going on for that long.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
So now they're trying to decide, okay, what does this bring to the discussion of Jesus being married or Jesus not being married? And obviously the Catholics believe that he was not married, and that's why none of the priests and, you know. So it's, I think it's just an interesting twist. But for me, I think it's fun. It's fascinating that they find this piece of paper more than 2,000, well, almost 2,000 years later, since it was in the 4th century. And there's still information that we don't know about the life of Jesus. And that we find out, I mean, it seems like every few years they're finding something now, right?
Yeah, because it's a works in progress, for heaven's sakes. This stuff, you know, one of the things about the Bible that's so intriguing, people take it so literally, but it's basically gossip. It's been written down and put together
faith
for centuries.
The Bible
it's all
was
it is
written
gossip.
In the 3rd century.
Yeah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all
they're like Perez Hilton?
Over, yeah, I suppose of the day. They lived over three or four different centuries from, if I'm remembering my biblical history, from 300 to 700 A.D. And they picked up all this stuff from others, and many of them, I mean, you talk about plagiarism. If you look at some of the stuff that appears in the various, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see such similarities in writing style. There was no penalty for plagiarism, but the stories are the same. And, or many of them are anyway. It's maybe a little different interpretation. So it, what it does is continue the mystery about this wonderful man.
Put it together.
Yeah,
so deciding.
It's so fascinating that people gravitated to him in a way because he was such a powerful healer and a benevolent soul, a really amazing human being. But to have his whole life sort of glamorized the way it has been and interpreted the way that it has been, I've said this so many times, if Jesus were to come back to the planet, as many would like to have him come back, the first thing he'd do would go to the nearest synagogue because he was a Jew. He didn't know anything about Christianity other than what...
they didn't have synagogues back then, did they?
No, well, they had houses of worship, but... I don't, you know, honestly, Richie, that's a very good question. Did they call them synagogues back then? I don't know the answer to that question.
Did they even have
houses of worship? Yeah. When you go walk around Jerusalem, it's really evident because
they had gathering points.
Yeah, they had places that were built. I mean, there's stuff there, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre built on Mount Sinai, which wasn't really a mount at all. It was, it's the Calvary, the hill. It wasn't Mount Zion, it was the hill of Calvary. It was just a little knoll. That's all it was.
So apparently.
But across from it is a mosque.
But the Bible goes from his childhood to just basically the 3 years before he.
Right. In his early 30s.
Yep. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, thanks to Richie and his big winded, long story, Jennifer. You don't have time for yours.
That's okay. I can hold mine.
Save it. Yeah, there are a lot of great stories in the Naked City. I really think, though, just to go back for a second to the Bible, one of the wonderful things about reading the Bible is you learn a different language, in a sense, because the language of the time isn't the language you use today. And what makes it
What are thou talking about?
Yeah, right. Which are thou? how art thou doing?
Be it he who blessed to work with thee, Doug Steffen.
Yes, thank you very much. I think that's Old English. I'm not sure that's biblical. But thanks for the try anyway, Jennifer.
No problem.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden on Good Day at 1:30.
I don't care one day left.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95. Or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods, tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches, start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Good Day program. Every year, 1.5 million people are diagnosed with cancer. Now, people living longer, for sure. The disease is still a problem, and that's putting it mildly. Survivorship comes around to more than has been the case in the past for a lot of folks, and that's the good news. But there's still a lot of health challenges and considerations, ranging from what do you eat, what kind of exercise should you be doing? Should you have normal medical care, that sort of thing? So we're here to spend some time with Kim Thibodeau, who's the president and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing support and education and probably most of all hope to all those of you who are affected by this horrible thing. Kim is the author of several books, including the Total Cancer Wellness Guide, which is a roadmap for all those affected by cancer, and Reclaiming Your Life After Diagnosis, the Cancer Support Community Handbook, which is just out this year. She also has a lot of, as you can imagine, she's called on a lot to speak and has lots of credential time before people who are working through all of this. So let's see if she can help us work through it. Kim, good to have you on Good Day.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
All right. So is this a group of volunteers? Are these professionals? Who, first of all, makes up the Cancer Support Community?
So, Doug, the Cancer Support Community is a nonprofit organization. We are a network of both professionals and volunteers. We have 57 licensed centers around the country where we provide support groups, education, nutrition, exercise, stress reduction to people with all cancers, at all stage of their illness, and also to their family members, to their loved ones. All of these services are provided, by the way, free of charge for folks with cancer. And if you don't have one of our beautiful centers in your backyard, we also do have a wonderful call center, also staffed by licensed professionals that where folks can call to speak to one of our counselors. So a lot of great free services. Last year alone, we provided over $40 million in free services to cancer patients and their loved ones.
What's that call center's number?
The call center's number is 888 793 9355. And the website, Doug, is cancersupportcommunity.org, where folks can find a list of all these centers. They can do a zip code search, find the center closest to them. They can find the call center number. And look, on the site, we've got a ton of educational materials that folks can download or they can order, and we're happy to mail them out.
cancersupportcommunity.org. The call center is 888-793-9355. You want to keep that in mind. A couple of specific. Let's talk about where we are in the year. Flu season is upon us. A lot of people who have cancer want to know whether they ought to get flu shots. Yes or no?
Well, you know, yes, the Centers for Disease Control, which is obviously an authority on this subject, tells us, yes, the folks with cancer can get the flu vaccine, as well as another vaccine called the pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. We do tell folks with cancer or, you know, a compromised immune system to avoid vaccines with live viruses, but it's really actually critical now that people do what they can to protect their immune system. It's not only important for patients to get these vaccines, but for the family members living in the home to get them as well, so that they don't bring these, you know, horrible winter flus back into the house. So that's what we're hearing from the CDC. But we always do, Doug, tell folks, you need to talk to your doctor, consult with your doctor on this to make sure you're getting the right advice for you and the kind of cancer that you're battling. But certainly CDC tells us that folks with cancer certainly can get the flu vaccine and the pneumonia vaccine.
Kim Thibodeau is the president and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, website cancersupportcommunity.org. We're talking about the things that you ought to know if you have cancer, somebody in your family, a friend has cancer. What are some of these specific things? These are sort of little tidbits of information. You certainly get a lot more by going to the website or calling their call center at 888-793-9355. Let's talk about exercise. We spent a lot of time on this program talking about fitness, and is it different? I mean, again, these seem like simple questions, Kim, but there are people who would have a lot of questions about this, and unfortunately there isn't a lot of doctor time sometimes with the health system being the way it is. So what do you recommend if somebody asks you about fitness, about exercising, people who have cancer? Yes, no, does it depend on what cancer you have?
Well, you know, Doug, you know, these are complex, you know, questions for folks with cancer, and that's why we're here at the Cancer Support Community, to help folks answer these questions. Because, as you said, you know, we know that the time with the doctor is limited, and we've got a whole network of professionals, social workers, and exercise experts and nutritionists, you know, who are helping with all of this. So, you know, we've got this new program, Living Healthy with Cancer, and we know from a lot of these studies that, you know, we know that the cancer, or sometimes the treatment from the cancer, can make a patient feel fatigued, and so they think, oh my gosh, I'm tired, I just want to rest, I don't feel like getting up. But we also know that inactivity can increase the symptoms of the cancer, and so we really do recommend regular exercise so that you can do better and feel better. It's going to help your mental health, it's going to help your physical health. Now, look, we're not telling folks to go out and run a marathon. We know that cancer treatment can be very taxing, but perhaps you can get out of the house and take a walk around the block. Perhaps you can get out of bed and take a walk around the dining room table. Even that level of minimal activity is going to help combat that fatigue, combat those things that you're experiencing, help you feel better physically, help you feel better mentally. Doug, you know, one of the things folks say is, my friends want to help me or visit me, or I don't know what to tell them to do to help me. Tell them to come on over and take a walk down the
road. It's not like you have leprosy.
Step outside, and it's really going to help with the cancer journey.
Kim Thibodeau is the president and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, and they're responsible for this new educational initiative, Frankly Speaking About Cancer, Living Healthy with Cancer. That's something you might want to ask for when you call the call center at 888-793-9355 or going online to cancersupportcommunity.org. I have had cancer in my family. My former wife, who passed away last year, had breast cancer and fought it for 21 years. And what I remember most about it from the beginning was the emotional distress, not only that it caused to the family when they hear their mother had breast cancer. They thought she was all going to die. And God love her, she had stage 4 breast cancer that lasted for 21 years. But
wow,
that is one of the things that people need help with. When you're told, I remember John Wayne first saying that he'd licked the big C. When people talk about the big C, that word sends more than a chill down the spine of the biggest and toughest people.
You're absolutely right. And we do say that hearing those words, you have cancer, are three of the most difficult words in the English language. And we want folks to know that if, you know, if you're diagnosed with cancer, you have a recent diagnosis, or you've been living with it for a while, if you're feeling some anxiety, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling a lot of uncertainty, that is completely normal. Those are normal emotions that you're going to feel when you face cancer. But what we want folks to know, Doug, is that they don't have to face cancer alone. You know, our model is really designed to, number one, give folks free access to a network of professionals. We're the largest employer of these wonderful psycho-oncology professionals around the country, social workers, psychologists, family therapists who are out there working at our centers, working on the call line. We're giving folks access to those free centers. They can come into one of our beautiful centers around the country and plug into a support group or other support and counseling programs that are there. I know folks who say, you know, you're diagnosed with cancer, there's nothing you want to see more than a cancer survivor. We've got lots of those folks in our centers who want to give you that support, help you get connected to a community, help you reduce that sense of isolation, and understand that there are others going through the same thing. And as you said on the top of the show, help you find hope in the face of what can feel like a very despairing, journey.
All right. So before we run out of time, I want to spend a few minutes talking about what people ought to be eating. I'm a great believer in supplementation. I think that in a sense, is a way to deal with, hopefully prevent it, but if you can't, deal with it. And there are a lot of specific informational things that certainly come through in this educational initiative, frankly speaking, about cancer, living healthy with cancer. So in general, give people a few tidbits about how they maintain what they need to support their body in terms of food.
Yeah, it is good and important to get good nutrition during your cancer treatment and beyond, which we know sometimes can be challenging because of the side effects and the symptoms of cancer, the side effects and symptoms of the treatment that you're getting. One thing we tell folks is if you're not feeling terribly hungry, don't think about, oh, I've got to have those three big meals a day. You know, plan out some smaller meals throughout the day. You know, maybe have five smaller meals throughout the day. It's also important that you're prepared, that you've got some good, nutritious, healthful things around you, food and high calorie but high nutrition food and drinks around you. So when you do feel a little bit hungry, you've got things that are right, within your reach. Also, we tell folks during this time, probably best to stay away from acidic food, from spicy food, from too many sweets. That can increase your nausea, make you maybe not feel great. So maybe some things are a little bit milder around you. And also ask at your cancer center if there is a nutritionist, who you could talk to help you put together a very customized eating plan for you. Also, at our centers around the country, we do a lot of great programs on nutrition, eating. We've got beautiful demonstration kitchens where we have chefs come in to teach us how to cook special things that you might want to think about, as you're going through cancer. Or if you are the caregiver and you want to learn how to cook some special things for your loved one who is battling cancer, then come on in and do that. But, Doug, as you said, with the mother of your children, we all know someone, who's battling cancer.
Yep.
And we just want folks to know that these free resources are available. They don't have to face the disease alone.
All right, so once again, a reminder that the cancersupportcommunity.org is the website to go to for this initiative called Frankly Speaking About Cancer, Living Healthy with Cancer. There's a lot of information and resources for those of you who are impacted by this disease. And again, that's friends and family, whomever. The call center number is 888-793-9355 and cancersupportcommunity.org. Kim Thibodeau, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community Group. Thanks very much for being here on Good Day.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Then, hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougStephan.com.
special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Hurry! End of summer clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-385-9978 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-385-9978. $99.78 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-385-9978 to get your car protected today. Call 877-385-9978. That's 1-877-385-9978. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-385-9978. That's 877-385-9978.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds. I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
If you had your druthers, would you pick surgery or chiropractic care to treat your back pain? If you chose the latter, you're not alone. Increasingly, healthcare experts are recommending going the chiropractic route for reasons including lower costs for patients and far less of the risk inherent with going under the knife. What's more, according to a recent study of low back pain sufferers treated exclusively by chiropractors, patient satisfaction rates exceeded 95%. As the not-for-profit Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, as Dr. Gerard Klum recently put it, it's important that patients explore conservative options like chiropractic care before pursuing invasive high-risk procedures. That sensible thinking is already playing out at the likes of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Health Plan. It now requires a 3-month course of conservative management, including physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, before any surgery is even considered. For more information, visit www.yes2chiropractic.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Don't
throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Whoa! Warren Eckstein, who is your animal's best friend, is here to discuss a number of things as time allows. A lot of cat owners are taking to Facebook, creating profile pages for their cats. We're going to get Warren's read on that. And also whether you can be a clairvoyant cat. That's here in just a moment with Warren on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Warren Eckstein all over social media, and yesterday on our Twitter page and Facebook page, Jennifer, we asked the question that I just suggested about profiling. There was a story at DougSteffen.com yesterday about profiling, cat owners doing profiles for their cats. There have been dog profiles, I think, on Facebook for quite a while, haven't there?
Well, sure. Yeah. I have several friends that have Facebook pages.
So hello, Angelina Jolie's leg has a Twitter account, so you know it's not to say it. So we asked yesterday, do you think this is a fun idea or just a waste of time for your pets to have social media pages? Dave said, my pet isn't 18 yet, so she can't click on the I'm 18 box. Bummer. Yeah. Ken said, absolutely one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen on Facebook. People have way too much time on their hands. Elkie said, I love my cats, but no Facebook for them. I agree with Ken. People have too much time. Zachary said, Facebook in general isn't exactly the most productive use of our time. Norma said, cute idea. Tony said, just dumb. And Barbara chimed in with waste of time.
All right. So, Warren, where do you come in?
Have they not seen a cat move a mouse before?
I think it's fine. You know, there are a lot of people out there that say this is a waste of time, and people are foolish for putting up the profile of their cat or their dog. I've seen profiles on frogs, by the way, on certain sites. But the bottom line is, why not? People, you know, when you talk about your pet, you can talk to the worst person in the world, but when they're talking about their pet, generally there's a smile on their face. So I think it brings a lot of positive, and I think it's some fun and smiles. I think it's a good thing. And there's a lot of information, by the way, that's being shared on sites like this, whether it be a recall of a pet food or whatever. So I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Now, my dog doesn't have his own.
We were talking about whether Charlotte, seen a movie we did, and there was a dog Facebook page. We had Charlotte on for a while. Here's the news from singer Emmy Lou Harris. This is a story also at DougStephan.com. She's creating a new event called Woofstock, which is a fundraiser to help save homeless dogs. Woofstock.
There's six of them, Doug.
How many who?
I've been to six Woofstocks.
Have you?
Every state, every humane society, and every shelter runs something called Woofstock. But if she's going to raise a lot of money, it's a great idea.
So I've never heard that before, so this is not new. It's
The term isn't new, but what maybe the event is new, but the term Woofstock's been around for God ever.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay, that shows you where I am, where my head is. There's a blog, one of the things that we follow in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com are your blogs. Warren Eckstein writing about the Illinois pastor who finds dogs. There was a church that burned, and he found some dogs that were alive, and apparently they were in the church. Is that right?
Yeah, they were in the church. It's just an amazing story about how people will really jeopardize their own lives to say. I think it's such a great thing. It's such an inspirational story when things like that happen. By the way, did you see the bulldog video I put up?
No.
There's a bulldog, an adult bulldog, with one of his puppies, and the adult was so afraid of this puppy, it's hysterical. You got to watch it. I have it on Facebook.
All right, so you have it on Facebook. It's not at petshow.com?
No, it's over on my Facebook page.
All right, so why don't you put it on? Why don't you take a lesson from me and put that stuff both on the website and the Facebook page? Warren.
Okay, Doug, here's the story.
Yes.
If it doesn't pee, I don't deal with it. Okay? The bottom line is I am so untechnical when it comes to moving stuff around on Facebook that I have people, Doug.
Yeah, you do have people. Mostly your wife. All right, well, anyway, there are lots of great blogs. It's just Warren's website is so full of fun and love for pets. If you have a pet that you love and you have fun with, then you ought to be checking in regularly at Warren's website, thepetshow.com. And if you don't remember that, but you remember Warren's name, just go to DougStephan.com, click on Warren's picture, and you'll be connected, as it were.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.